Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Chapter by Chapter podcast for Children of Dune. I am your host, Will.
Or taste not the plasma springs.
That's right. I am Steve, and this is a podcast. Wow. Welcome.
Something just came over me when you yelled that. Where is that from? That sounds so familiar.
That is from the wise. Those are wise words from the guru, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
It's from The Fly. I watched The Fly the other night. It was good. Welcome.
I haven't seen The Fly yet.
Yet. Yeah. It's the hottest release of 2024. Jeff Goldblum's The Fly. Check it out.
Yeah, I gotta check it out. It's tearing up TikToks, apparently. I don't know. I don't have TikTok either, but I'm hoping it is.
I heard that TikTok's getting banned in America. Is that real?
That's apparently what's gonna happen, which I think is a bold move. I think it's a bold move. But let's see if it pays off.
I think it's great.
I mean, I don't think it's their choice. I think it's the government trying to shut them down. But capitalism, baby, always prevails, especially when it's all about something stupid.
Well, TikTok. In America, you can make money off of TikTok. I found out in Canada, you can't make money off of TikTok. You can make money off of like sponsorships and that sort of thing and ads, but you can't make money off TikTok in Canada. But in the US of A, you definitely can. That's why everyone's out there twerking and gyrating. But I'm also twerking and shaking it, but in a different way. I'm twerking for Little Leto. Twerking for Dune. Okay, hashtag. Check out my TikTok. Twerking for Dune. We are here to talk about chapter 57 of The Children of Dune.
Absolutely. So let's dive into this chapter introduction. Do you want to take it? Do you want me to take it? I'm a tired boy, man. I'm a tired boy today.
I don't want to hear that. Okay. I'll do it.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay.
Any path which narrows future possibilities may become a lethal trap. Humans are not threading their way through a maze. They scan a vast horizon filled with unique opportunities. The narrowing viewpoint of the maze should appeal only to creatures with their noses buried in sand. Sexually produced uniqueness and differences are the life protection of the spices. The Spacing Guild Handbook. It's interesting that comes from a handbook. But
yeah, it sounds like there's a handbook for becoming a full-on spice addicted hipster.
Warm man.
Space hipster. Yeah. So actually, you know, crazy thing that's been happening this last little bit is my sister is starting to hop on the Dune train. And I never thought it would happen.
Everyone is.
I mean, everyone is, but like, I do want to talk about it. I did go to the Calgary Expo recently over the weekend, and
you need to explain what that is. That is like the Comic-Con equivalent in
Fair
Calgary.
Enough.
It's our Comic-Con.
But before I get to that, my sister has been watching Dune lately. And she just watched the 1984 Dune last night.
Oh, very
bold. She texts me at like 7 o'clock this morning, and she was like, "What the fuck did I just watch? What is this thing?" And she sent me a picture of the Spacing Guild Navigator from the opening scene of the movie. She's like, "What the hell is going on? And why wasn't that in the new ones?" And I was like, "I don't even know where to begin with this."
Yeah.
So I gotta commend her, man. Like she dove right in, like, and she's asking really good questions too. She's texting me going like, because that whole opening scene is about the Spacing Guild telling the Emperor that the Spacing Guild wants Paul dead, and she's like, why the hell do they want Paul dead? And I'm like, oh boy, I don't even know.
Everyone wants Paul dead.
Everybody wants Paul dead. And she's like, yeah, it seems like it. Bene Gesserit in the new movies is the Emperor in the book, the Spacing Guild in the first movie. Nothing gets it consistent, but it's all just everybody wants to kill him. So I got to commend her for checking that out.
Yeah, especially after realizing that Zendaya isn't in that one. But, you know.
I think she learned that one the hard way.
A lot of people do.
Wait a second. What's going on? Why is this woman just talking straight to the camera? Fading in and out and just giving me all the exposition.
we could do like a special edition where it's just Zendaya overlaid over top of David Lynch's Dune.
I've been seeing new cuts of the new Dune movies with the David Lynch movie soundtrack, and it works. I like that. Actually, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. But to go back into the Calgary Comic Expo. I was actually very surprised. There was no Dune. Dune was practically non-existent at this convention. And I was a little disappointed with that because, like we've said before many times on the podcast, Dune has become so big lately.
There had to be some little grains of sand somewhere in there. Like, what did you go through the artist alley? Were there people drawing pictures of Timothée Chalamet's head?
No. There was a lot of very sexy fan art from Baldur's Gate 3, but not a lot of fan art for Dune.
Well, that's good too.
It was bizarre. I mean, you know, to each your own. I don't know. It's been 6 years since I've been to the convention, and this particular one felt very pornographic compared to the last one I went to. But that could have been just like who I was back then. Maybe I didn't even notice it back in the day.
Yeah.
But this one, like, you couldn't go 10 feet without seeing one of those sexy pillows. It was disturbing for me. I couldn't go. I couldn't do it. I was getting pretty mad about it. But that's just me.
Okay. Look, we have a chapter of Dune to talk about.
Yes. And it's and you know what? The walls are closing in on Aaliyah. She is not having a good time.
Just like you.
She has just received you know what? Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of kindredship mm-hmm. between Aaliyah and I. We've got a very hungry old man in our head telling us to eat all the food.
Buy me a sexy pillow, Aaliyah. I want it to look like Paul.
Yeah. Your voice, your Baron Harkonnen voice is getting so good.
I know, it's a shame the season's ending. I think I might just like talk like this for a while, like off air.
Yeah, why not? But the walls are closing in on Aaliyah. She's just found out that her beloved Javed and her beloved Duncan have both been murdered over in CH Tubbin.
Murdered!
And,
is Javed beloved
Duncan definitely is. Well, maybe. Duncan is, but isn't. It depends on like who's running the ship in her head.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true. I hate all of them.
Nom 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 nom. And I think we get real moments of like child being a child from Aaliyah in this. Like with her, after she gets all this information from Agarvis, she goes right up to, she goes into a room, slams the door, stamps her feet, and
it's a bit of a tantrum situation, but it's not. She's not a child anymore.
She's not a child, but like, I think this is the first time. Yeah, this is the first time I think she's allowed herself to act childlike in her entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because even as a toddler, she was like, you know, she was sipping coffee,
she was like a general,
doing taxes.
She was doing everyone's taxes when she was 4 and a half.
I mean, that'd be the first thing I'd do if there was like a very super like megamind baby hanging around. I'd be like, do these taxes.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it'd be like your own personal AI. You'd love that.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. A tax AI? We never
get AI-lia. AI-lia.
Ah!
Like that?
Ailia.
Yeah.
I like that. That's very
We make
cool.
it like a little Cortana that looks like Zendaya, but it's actually Aaliyah, but we just program it to look like Zendaya because, you know, Zendaya.
Yeah, but not Zendaya from Dune, like Zendaya from
Spider-Man.
Like, you know, Spider-Man.
Zendaya as Spider-Man being projected as a Cortana, of course, speaking as Aaliyah.
Man, if there's any artist out there that like is a fan of our show and wants to make like weird, super obscure,
honestly, like if there's any artists out there that are fans of our show, you want a job? It doesn't pay well, but we need you.
It doesn't pay. It
doesn't pay at all.
It doesn't pay. But we thank you.
We do need
you. We will keep thanking
you. Our last artist ran away. I haven't seen her in months. That's not a lie. Yeah. Hey, she lives in my house.
She keeps sending him pizza. She keeps sending Steve pizza, and he's just living on pizza.
Oh, dope. That's wrong. That's, you know, I appreciate you trying to make that joke, but it didn't work. But I...
You could have ran with it.
I could have. I chose not to.
You could have ran
with it. Because I have still been eating pizza for weeks. I've been telling Will before I went on air. I'm still, I think I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned it on the main show or on Patreon, but recently I was talking about how I was about 5 days deep of just eating almost exclusively pizza. Oh, and I'm sorry to say, folks, but we're about another 7 days extended on that. And look, when you work in a place that at the end of the night has leftover pizza and says, we're just going to dispose of this. Do you want
We're not going to let them do that.
You know, what do you do? You take it and you eat it. And so it's all right. But I feel like now I am like, I'm you know how like you eat too much spice and your eyes turn blue? Mine are just turning into pepperonis now.
He's got the, instead of eyes of a bod, it's like the eyes of pizza sauce.
Eyes of pizzaoli.
Eyes of pizzaoli. Yeah, poor guy. You know, thoughts and prayers for Steve.
No. I don't need him. I'm doing good. Thoughts and prayers for Will and how upset he is about sexy pillows.
I'm pretty upset about it. Look, we can tone it down a little bit. Let's tone it down a bit.
I'd say we tone it up.
Sexy statues and sexy art and sexy pillows. I am in the wrong here. I am in the wrong. This is just like my traditionalism, conservatism coming out. Like it's my own Baron Harkonnen. It just kind of like hangs out in my head, and every once in a while it comes out and goes, I don't like that.
Put some clothes on that pillow.
And the post-it notes are the most insulting. Sorry not to like keep going on, because you know what's behind it. Like it's
the children. The children don't necessarily know what's behind it. It's for the children. Think of the children.
Oh, God, no.
Fair point.
All right. To bring it back to Dune here, one thing that I think is interesting. So Aaliyah has basically called out a hit on Stilgar.
Because
Stilgar has killed
dead.
Stilgar has killed Duncan. As far as she knows, also Javeed is kind of Stilgar is kind of responsible for Javeed's death as well because of having Duncan and Javeed there. He should have known what was going to go down.
Yeah, she's grouping it in.
And she was talking to, I think it was a Garvey's that she was talking to, and how he was there and like saw the whole thing go down. He goes like,
well, he's the one, yeah. She's in this chapter several times, you know, she's really trying, she doesn't really believe it at first. And she's trying to really get that confirmation. And he's like, look, I saw it. I saw Duncan get like, I saw Duncan, first of all, Duncan slap Stilgar in the face with both hands. It was crazy. It was like a wrestling
wild.
and then he got stabbed in the heart. So like, I saw his heart. He Mortal Kombat-ed him. Fatality. Yeah, and Aaliyah's
he's
like,
laughing
what is this Mortal Kombat that you speak of?
He's like,
dun, 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 dun. And then it's fucking, and then they fight to the death.
I really hope people actually read the book along with this podcast, because if you've never read the book.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never read the book, we are definitely not giving you an accurate description of what's happening.
No, that's true. It's true.
But you know,
you
can kind of infer. You can read between the lines here. What do you want from us? All right. We got a brand here. We got to keep it going.
What do you want? Okay?
What do you want from me? But yeah, that Aaliyah gets a description of what kind of went down, and she's like, "That sucks. Go get him. Go get that Stilgar. Bring me his
she's
head."
She's a little more upset than that, but yeah, she wants Stilgar dead. Yeah. She wants revenge. She of course she's upset about Javeed, but Duncan here is the real loss. You know, he's her husband. He's her love.
Which is kind of funny with the reason why Duncan was at the CH in the first place, which was to, you know, warn everybody about how crazy Aaliyah was and that how she's not.
But he knows about the Baron.
He does.
So it's not just like, you know, it's not just my wife is crazy. It's my wife has a big.
It's not just that.
Bald fat man living inside of her head. And they're both nuts. Bouncing off the walls of her mind.
And like I said, it culminates in her going, run to her room, slam the door, stomping her feet. And then there's a funny line to me where it's like, it's the astonished ones. I think what it means is like her, the all the all the people living inside her head are watching her have this meltdown, and they're like,
yeah, all of her, like, the ancestral beings, the ancestral memories in her mind are all sort of there, just like standing and watching. Some of them got popcorn, you know, they got 3D glasses on, and
a few people are loving this.
And Aaliyah, when she's throwing this sort of tantrum in her room, and she starts crying for, you know, perhaps the first time in a long time, and the ancestral memories are all like, they're watching, and they're like, is she crying? Is this real? Is she acting right now? Somebody give this girl a Grammy. And then one of the other ones like, I think you mean Oscar. Give her an Oscar.
Yeah. Well, back in my day, you know, it's probably somebody from like 2010, the early Atreides, just watching trash TV, like the Oscars and the Grammys.
Get right, and guys. as she's crying and freaking out, she stubs her toe on Duncan's sword or his belt buckle or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And
his sword master belt buckle. And I like to think that well, that happens too, that the memory's watching her like, ooh, all at the same time. They're like, ooh.
Because you know,
and
that's
then one of them's
like the
that's gotta hurt. I don't care what universe you're from, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, they're loving it. They're having a great time up in there, and she's just having a complete meltdown. Honestly, it sounds like hell having all those voices in your head, like Randy Orton.
I don't get that reference, but I'll pretend
one person will. I'm sure there's one person listening, Will.
Yeah, good one, Will.
Thank you. All right, I want to leave it there.
Well, good, because that's the end. We have to leave
that's
it
the
there.
End. We have to. Just roll with me. Just roll with me, Steve.
Roll with me. Smoke a bowl with me. Come eat an egg roll with me. It rhymed with bowl, okay? Look, it was a short chapter. It's a very short chapter. This chapter is a couple pages long. This podcast is exponentially longer than this chapter, and mostly because of Will and his sexy pillows. But listeners, if you would like to do something nice, Will's birthday was last month. This month, I don't even know anymore. It's all subjective. But if you want to get Will a late birthday present, send him a sexy pillow.
Please don't.
contact us at chapterbychapterpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get a sexy pillow to Will, I can help you out with that. But for now, for today, that is the end. Send Will that pillow. And we will see you back here tomorrow for chapter 58 of The Children of Dune.
Hello, everybody. It's your buddy, old pal, old friend, Will, here. Back again to thank the three most important people. But before I do that, I just want to say it's fucking April 30th, I think. I can't pull up my calendar. But it is snowing outside. It is snowing. There is like 2 centimeters of snow. I guess that's less than an inch for you guys. But like, it's... It's almost May. Tomorrow's May. It's gonna be May. Anyway. I'm just so choked about it. But I want to thank the three most important people to the show. Big Cheese Daddy, Nick Korn, and Hilder. I talk to them a lot. But, like, I gotta tell you guys what they do for us. They support us, alright? They're the wind beneath our wings. They keep us going. They keep us alive and positive. And then they correct us online. Which is great because we're really bad at what we do. And we're just going to keep doing it at the quality that we do it because that's the brand, right? I don't know. Maybe we'll get better. But thank you guys so much for everything that you do to support us. And if you, dear listener, want to hop in on the train, all right, and see how far this goes. And let me tell you, it's going to go far. We're not even done.
We're not even done the Dune series yet. We gotta go back to Wheel of Time. I want to do like one-off books, but like, yeah, it's a lot of work. Anyway, if you want to support us, go over to our Patreon, pick a tier, and get weekly-ish bonus content where Steve and I just rant about anything that we're kind of watching or consuming at the moment. Right now, it's a Fallout TV show. We got a couple episodes of that in. I'm still trying to crush in the latest few because I have too many podcasts and too many hobbies, and I got a band that I got to be a part of, and we're going to go on tour soon, and I've got to figure out how to do the podcasting. And then I got to work. I got a regular career job where I got to help and be picked. It's a lot. And it's snowing outside. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow.